And for our next story, we're going to take a closer look at Big Bang Theory. It is one of the most popular shows on TV. Last night, it had 8 Emmy nominations. In addition to Parsons' win, actor Bob Newhart won for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series. Newhart plays a professor, the childhood hero of the young Caltech scientists who make up the show's main cast.
Professor Proton, it's an honor to meet you.
Just call me Arthur.
Well, here's this. Behind the scenes is a real professor. Dr. David Salzberg is the Big Bang Theory's science consultant. As NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, the UCLA professor works with writers and producers when he's not applying his skills to high-energy particle physics.
Dr. David Salzberg is part of the Big Bang Theory's own origin story, says its co-creator and executive producer, Bill Prady.
Well, once we said these characters are going to be scientists, we said, well, let's make sure that the science is right.
So in 2007, they recruited Salzberg, who says the Big Bang Theory's sprawling set has become like another home.
So you can see it's just like a physics lab. You have to watch where you walk. There's cables and everything everywhere.
Salzberg's maneuvering around before a live taping. He's checking the show's whiteboards, covered in a scroll of formulas. Physicists often recognize them as in-jokes. Salzberg updates them weekly, and he's scrupulous about making sure the science is real. Now he's consulting with a writer backstage about an upcoming script.
Do you want a better problem? Do you want a better flaw?
It's over here now.
The writers send Salzberg scripts with holes in the dialogue saying, insert science here. He did that in an episode where the main character, Sheldon, a puffed-up theoretical physicist, keeps bumming rides from a neighbor.
She couldn't understand why Sheldon never got a driver's license, so she said,
you know, I gotta ask, why didn't you just get a license at 16 like everybody else?
I was otherwise engaged.
Doing what?
So Sheldon answered,
examining perturbative amplitudes in N=4 supersymmetric theories leading to a re-examination of the ultraviolet properties of multi-loop N=8 supergravity using modern twist-or theory.
That's not just a laugh line. It's
a real and important project that one of my friends is working on.
Right when David Salzberg first got involved with the Big Bang Theory, he was asked to take its set designers around to some real graduate students' apartments so they could see how young scientists really live.
And they did a nice, faithful recreation of their apartments. And I think they decided the sets were too depressing.
So the designers took out the drab milk crates and added cheerful colors, as well as some of Salzberg's actual old textbooks as props. He gets backup from actress Mayim Bialik. Not only does she play a neuroscientist on the show, she earned a real PhD in the field.
We've often done stuff together. Like, we've had discussions about what kind of microscope would they be using or how thin should these slices be.
For his part, Salzberg has gotten in front of the camera exactly once. He was an extra in a university cafeteria scene when one of the more obnoxious characters storms in to share a thrilling non-academic achievement.
When Howard Wolowitz announces he has a girlfriend, I receive that news.
Hey, fellas, it's my girlfriend, Bernadette. My girlfriend, Bernadette.
I just looked at him like, what's your problem? Why are you bothering me? I'm a physicist. I've got other things to think about.
On set, executive producer Bill Prady says it's useful to have Salzberg around for last-minute questions, like the time they needed him to calculate how fast a bottle would fall if it was dropped from a four-story window, or to check the accuracy of jokes made up on the fly.
We shoot in front of a live audience, and if a joke dies, the writers gather, and we pitch on new jokes, and when we get one, we go teach it to the actors, and we do the scene again.
That happened in an episode where the two main scientists have a fight. Salzberg pitched a joke that starts when another character describes it as a little misunderstanding.
A little misunderstanding? Galileo and the Pope had a little misunderstanding.
And it is the only joke David has gotten in the show.
The writers were very kind, but it's a little bit like if I'm at a party and having drinks and someone says, well, they have a new theory of gravity they want to tell me about.
Creating comedy, Salzberg says, is ultimately not that different from experimental science. At the end of the day, it works, or it doesn't. But he says he thinks the sitcom, The Big Bang Theory, is more meaningful than his work in the lab.
This has a lot more impact than anything I will ever do.
Do you really think that? Why?
It's hard to fathom when you think about 20 million viewers on the first showing, and that doesn't include other countries and reruns, I'm happy if a paper I write gets read by a dozen people.
Salzberg says he became a scientist partly because of popular culture, like Isaac Asimov's science fiction and the TV show Space 1999. He says maybe the rigor and passion for science he brings to the Big Bang Theory might inspire kids in the audience to one day become scientists too. Netta Ulibi, NPR News. It all started with the Big Bang.